This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Hour 2 of What's on Your Mind. Happy Tuesday, happy 10th of May. So far, so good. Looks like we're moving some of the rain out. We get a chance to dry things out a bit here. Hit and miss stuff for the next few days across the region, but I think the weekend's looking pretty good. I know we got to dry things out. Once we do get on that path, I heard this morning we're probably at least a week, depending on your situation, we're getting to the field. I know that's the case. Scotty is off to Father Sherman's funeral. So Todd and I are going to hang out till the last hour. We wrap things up here. Last half of the hour here, we'll have our Energy Matters segment. Scott had a conversation with Randy Chrisman, who's the Public Service Commissioner, he's in North Dakota, this reported the successful bond release of more than 800 acres of land owned by a property company, the Freedom Mine. So we'll hear that conversation Scotty had at the bottom of the hour. Till then, we're going to open the phones up. Yep. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind today? I don't know where I would start. But 800-228-0550. You can always text us, 701-237-1590. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for an email is how you would do that. So that's what I know. Todd, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing all right. How are you?
Good. Good.
Hey, I'm gonna spring one on you.
Please.
This was the first question I ever called into a radio talk show when I was 16. Dick Pomerantz on KSTP in the Twin Cities back then.
Okay. All right.
So, what about 1500
KSTP?
The target. Yep. And they went ESPN and disappeared from the ratings. So there you go. If you could bring one object to heaven with you, what would it be?
Oh, man. That's a good question. Well, I don't know. I really got to think about that.
The first, while you're thinking about that, first caller said water, then they decided, no, there's already water there. You don't need to bring that. Okay, a water purifier.
Water's pure in heaven. Yeah, come on.
Come on. Really? So I'm just, I remember because I'm working on my friend's car, and I'm way under the hood, and I'm like, oh, give me, I get out from under the hood, I grab the phone, rotary phone in my dad's garage.
Yeah.
And I call up. Finally get through. And I said, the Bible. Why would you bring the Bible? Well, meet everybody, see if the information's accurate. Because, I mean, you tell five people a thing and then five people later it's completely different. Was he really 600 years old? All that stuff.
Yeah.
And so he asked me, well, what if you get to heaven and find out the Bible's a crock? And I said, well, if I got to heaven, the Bible wasn't a crock then.
And he hung up on me. Pomerantz hung up on me. If I made it based on the book, the book's not a crock.
I mean, I figured there's going to be some inaccuracies on little trivial who cares things.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and what did he mean by that? Did he mean am I going to get mad about any inaccuracies? Or did he really mean none of that stuff in the Bible happened?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Exactly. You got to heaven.
There you go. I don't know.
It's like that was a terrible takeaway to give the 16-year-old punk kid calling. And I was trying.
I don't know. I think do they have a cribbage board and a deck of cards? I probably want to bring my cribbage board.
Cards are the devil.
I have a very awesome cribbage board, four-person board.
Oh yeah. Oh man, I haven't played cribbage in 100 years.
That's our go-to.
You and I can play. You can be able to refresh me on some stuff, I'm sure. But
there you go.
But, and then people were bringing, pets, and he decided, no, pets are already there. Which all dogs go to heaven. We know that, right? Photo albums, which I thought, that's kind of neat. Try to find the various relatives, as you get, of course, to a new generation, photo album's a thing in a phone.
Yeah.
It's not a thing in a book.
Well, there is a lot happening. The spinning plates that they want you to pay attention to, like this Supreme Court business, and now you've got the protesters, you got the teams, you know, it's like rounding up landscaping workers. You know, they round up these teams of protesters, and off they go with the buses and the signs and the thing, and they show up in neighborhoods now, apparently in front of the justices' homes of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And they're out there, and they're yelling and they're screaming.
If MAGA people would have shown up at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's house, what would have happened?
All right. But here's my point. They're showing up there, and they're screaming about this. And first of all, no one's really, you know, screaming about the actual facts of it. You know,
right.
I mean, the reason it would be turned over and the reason the court came to the opinion that they came to, which is a fabulous opinion, by the way. You should read it if you haven't read it. No basis in the Constitution. Alito's very poignant in what he says and how he says it. Back to the states and et cetera, et cetera. See if you agree or disagree, and I'd like your thoughts. 800-228-0550. They're screaming about this and making such a... I mean, you're looking up any monitor, that's all you're going to see.
Yep.
Is out in the streets in front of the justices' houses and how awful the people are that want to do this.
Can't believe they're getting away with that.
Meanwhile at the southern border. Meanwhile at the grocery store. Meanwhile at the gas pump. Meanwhile in the supply chains. Meanwhile when you need baby formula. Now,
yeah.
So this is a distraction, complete and total distraction, and it's because they have nothing else. They have nothing that they can point at to say, look at how great that is. Look at how awesome we're doing here. Lindsey Graham was on last night, and he had some... Listen to the take on this.
Well, it doesn't codify Roe. What it would do is allow abortion to be had right up to the moment of birth. That's not Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade says the state can regulate abortion after viability of the fetus is about 23 to 24 weeks. This goes well beyond Roe. So their answer to Roe v. Wade being potentially repealed is to nationalize a law that allow abortion right up to the moment of birth. That's pretty extreme. This will be a referendum on Joe Biden's economic and national security policy. It won't be a referendum on Roe v. Wade. The election in 2022 will be decided about you can't buy a baby formula. I bet 100% of Americans believe that if you have a baby and you bring a baby in the world, you should be able to buy formula. Well, there's a crisis when it comes to baby formula. You can't fill up your gas tank. I spent $65 filling up my gas tank today, and it was three-quarters, and that was just three-quarters. The border's broken. This is going to be a referendum on Biden, not Roe v. Wade.
Bingo. But they want you to believe that this is all that matters. Meanwhile, we're loading up the trucks to bring more money to Ukraine, which is literally a lesson in D.C. money laundering, in my humble opinion. Aid goes in, it gets churned around a while, and some of the big guy and his friends get a kickback. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind is the name of the program. Brady, what's on your mind, buddy?
Buenos dias, señores.
Hola, amigo. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, North Dakota.
What do you know? What's going on?
Hey, did you see, you're talking about all that money that we're giving Ukraine. He signed the Lend-Lease Act yesterday, Joe Biden, and that's in. So here you got the ironic thing. Russia yesterday celebrating the defeat of the Nazis in World War II. They actually they call it Victory Day. We don't do nothing in celebration of defeating the Nazis. So I give one up for Vlad on that one. The next part of my thing is, but here you got Vlad celebrating the defeat of fascism in Germany in World War II, and you got on the other side, you got Biden on this side of the continent going, I'm going to aid the Nazis that are in Ukraine right now fighting for the Ukrainian military because 90% of them people in the military in Ukraine are Nazi. And it's just finally making it out to the world press because there's been literally 100% squash on the real truth what's happening over in the Ukraine. And they're trying to portray Vlad as the invader and the, you know, the death tyrant coming through and liberating it. He's not liberating the Ukraine. He's just... But really what he is liberating Ukraine, and he's trying to demilitarize the Ukraine and denazify the Ukraine of the Azov Battalion, the right sector, and all those other guys that...
No,
you know,
I agree.
And it's funny.
Yep.
Yesterday you had Zelensky on a TV. He's all proud about this stuff. Again, it's Victory Day in Russia, and you got Zelensky with the death skull, with a soldier with the death skull right on the front of his chest, on his uniform, showing off to the world how much he supports the Nazis. That is from the directly from the 3rd Panzer Division of German Hitler's military, the Himmler. That's the Panzer Division.
You know, Brady, you know, it's, well, on this whole thing, I mean, you don't have to go back that far to know. I mean, anybody, who's got Hunter's laptop? Who's holding on to that? Because you can go
well, back. That doesn't matter.
Back. Well, I mean, what I'm saying is, Brady's right. You don't have to go back that far to prove that Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries ever.
I did like the word denazify, though. That was pretty
denazify,
cool.
Denazify, very good. You know what? Since the beginning, I've been suspect of this conflict from the beginning.
Oh, motives, yeah, absolutely.
The whole thing is worthy.
All right, Brady, more distraction.
800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Be right back.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
An old cowboy was riding out one dark and windy day.
I feel bad interrupting Johnny Cash.
On a ridge he rested at.
I need to know.
I wish I remembered meeting him better than I do, but.
You know who commands more? Well, maybe Elvis. Right there, though. Well, it's on your mind. Tuesday edition. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn. Scotty's took the last hour off to head over to Father Sherman's funeral, which is where he's going today. We're brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I'll tell you. with where gas prices are, one thing that they do constantly with the different brands, Marathon, et cetera, is always trying to find the best wholesale buy to pass on the best price they can at the pump, which is very important when you're fueling nowadays. So helping America fuel better, they take that to heart and they mean it. The other thing is grab-and-go convenience with the great lunch specials we always talk about. Yesterday, I really wasn't down for the chicken pot pie. I went with the 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza. Went with the sausage. Mm. 2 oatmeal raisin cookies. And a 20-ounce Diet New, $4. All day, every day. At PetroServe USA. They've got daily
Diet
specials.
News, you don't have to be so bad about the cookies.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, but it's a diet.
That was my first time I met my in-laws. They put this big plate of homemade cookies and then a bunch of Diet Pop sitting there. And they saw me giggle, and I'm like, I'm just noting the irony of cookies and Diet Pop.
There you go. Okay. So PetroServe USA, tell them we sent you. So brought to you by our friends at the University of Mary. And I'll tell you, I've got a couple of friends that graduated, of my sons that graduated last year, and they just cannot say enough about the University of Mary. One in the nursing program, one at the School of Business. And they're just amazing. I'll tell you, the engineering program there is amazing as well. You can find out more at umary.edu, umary.edu. And, of course, always we're based. I mean, they serve the religious, the academic, the cultural needs of their students in this region and beyond. Just an amazing place. Bismarck, North Dakota, umary.edu. Phones are open. Last segment here for us. We're going to hear our Energy Matters conversation this week with, and talking about a lot. There's a lot of things going on in North Dakota. And Randy Christman, who's the Public Service Commissioner, going to weigh in on quite a few things that's been happening that's coming across his desk. You'll hear the conversation Scott had with him coming up in just a few. Text us 701-237-1590. You can always do that. Get a nice text. Yay, Todd and Kevin on the loose. That's us. Yeah. Let's see here. A lot of text on the ridiculousness of this Roe v. Wade Supreme Court thing and these protests. I'm looking at this thing and these protesters. Who are these people? Have you seen the videos? There's a couple of different ones out there. I'm just going to say it's ridiculous theater at its worst. Yeah. What they're trying to portray in there. It's sick. It's just like, oh, who are you? Jamie's not in Bismarck, wants to talk about this Roe v. Wade SCOTUS deal leaking out. Jamie, how are you, man? Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Morning, guys. Morning. I'm doing good. Hey, Democrats, listen, does this sound familiar to you? Hey. Nobody's coming for your abortions. We only want common sense restrictions on them, okay? You know, like waiting periods. Maybe you should get a permit if you want to have one. And you know, you can't, like, you're going to have to pay a little more for, like, high-capacity abortions if you have got twins or triplets, all right? So as a lifelong gun owner, telling you guys that, I know there's some Democrats listening. Do you eggheads get it now? When you guys always want to put restrictions on our gun rights? Think a little bit instead of just thinking you're the only people on this world, okay?
High-capacity abortions.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, come on. Do you think any of them even realize that, Kevin? Do they even realize their hypocrisy in this?
Well, that's perfect. That's a perfect example of just the stupidity of all of it, the ridiculousness of, well, you know, and I asked the question. Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate you, brother.
Good day, guys. Appreciate
you. You too. I asked a question this morning, and there was a story out of Minneapolis, and it's an amazingly tragic, awful story about a mom, and they've found now, this is down in by Goodhue, Minnesota, in southern Minnesota, they found a pair of infants. It's the Jennifer Matter case, okay? Goodhue County Sheriff's Office, the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, said Monday that an arrest had been made in the death of a newborn baby who was found deceased in Lake Pepin back in 03. Baby boy and a baby girl, both newborns. This woman apparently killed her two children, drowned them in Lake Pepin. You know, and I ask, and I'm it's just a question. It's not, I would ask someone that's, you know, rolling around the ground pretending to do whatever they're doing in these whacked out crazy protests, what's the difference? And maybe you can answer this for me at 800-228-0550. Other than one child is born, one child is not born yet. But you're saying it's okay for this mom, if the child isn't born yet, to kill her baby. But it's not okay for this mom to do the same thing once they were born. I don't understand. Well, so this one's going to prison, clearly. But what's the... Is it just because they're not out and breathing and looking at you? Is that what it is? Maybe that's why the idea of waiting a while, seeing an ultrasound, seeing the face of that beautiful baby, might be a good idea. It's just a question. It's something I pose. I heard that this morning, and I thought, that made me think. And it's worth asking. To me, it is. All I'm saying. 800-228-0550. I think that's a valid question. Life begins when? Life begins at conception. I don't think that can be argued. Can it? I mean, you have things happening immediately that prove absolute life starts right there. One of a kind. DNA maps start. All things start firing.
You should really be celebrating your birth then back at conception.
Right. That could be argued.
Okay.
Your life begins where? Life begins when?
Math.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought a mother is making the same decision. You're making, isn't that the same decision? You know, I wish I
could remember where I had been reading the college survey thing of, you know, where do you draw the line of acceptable last moment of abortion, and some of them had actually said after birth, which grammatically is incorrect. To abort is to stop a process from happening if it's happened.
Yeah.
But it's already happened. You can't, short of having the DeLorean from the movie, you can't go back in time.
Well, exactly.
Never mind all the moral arguments of doing that in the first place. It's from a grammar standpoint, it's not abortion anymore.
Yeah.
Born.
Right. Well, if you follow Candace Owens at all, I'm a big fan of hers. She's got a deal that she did on this on her social media pages and stuff. It's really spot on. And I weighed in with that. I am not for any of this. I think that the idea that and I understand, you know, mother's life in danger, things like that, which is very rare.
Yes,
but you know. So many of us went through life.
We're talking about the abortion for convenience's sake.
Exactly, as a form of birth control.
Undo the one night stand kind of stuff.
You can't do that. No. So, and again,
live with it.
This whole deal is a lot being blown way, way out of proportion.
Yep.
Talk some energy coming up.
You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver remarks on inflation later today. The president is expected to hammer Republicans for not having a plan to fight high gas prices and higher prices at the grocery store. This, as all the things his administration has done to help keep gas prices low, have not worked. Cecilia Rousey is the chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors. She tells CNN the president is working to lower costs for everyone.
He's also been focused on reducing the cost costs for families on really important items, such as reducing prescription costs, making child care and home care more affordable, lowering the cost of housing, which we know will increase economic growth.
Andy Warhol's Marilyn Monroe portrait is now the most expensive American art piece ever auctioned. It sold Monday for $195 million. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Our Energy Matters segment coming up. Scott's conversation with Randy Chrisman. You'll hear in just a couple. We do want to knock out a few phone calls to 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Chris is in Hillsboro. Chris, what's on your mind, buddy? Hello, Chris.
Portion. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
There we go. Yep.
Sorry. You guys were just talking about abortion stuff. I'm telling you, what's going to happen is, you know, when you go in and you find out the word is pregnant, right? You're having a pregnancy. You're having a kid. That name is going to change. It ain't going to be I'm pregnant. It ain't going to be, you know, pregnancy. It's going to be I am, because obviously we switched the pronouns. You know, there's no he or she. It's a person. It's an it. So it's right. Not going to be pregnancy anymore. Now it's going to be I'm paved or I'm gravel or I'm... You know, they're going to take the word pregnancy out of being pregnant. That is not going to be a term in the vocabulary anymore. That's coming down the pipeline, but it's the same thing. Like, that lady that's a swimmer. Well, she's not a lady. Let's call it for what it is. She is a man, but she was pretending to be a woman. What was her name?
Leah Thomas.
What was her first name?
Leah. Or, I don't know.
Say, here's
Bill?
Here's where we have to tell the truth. Her name is not Leah. Her name is Laia. She's a
liar.
We have to call her Laia Thomas because she's lying. She is not a woman. She is 100% a man.
You're right. And you know what's funny, Chris, is the liars are the NCAA. The liars are the ones that say, hey, it's okay. She's a woman now. She can get in the pool and swim and she can do that. Well, you're lying. That's not a woman. Quit trying to tell me and stop believing my own eyes. It's ridiculous. Let's go to Kevin in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Kev, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to disagree with when a life begins. It begins before conception in the hearts and minds of a mother and father that have desperately wanted a baby and can't because of physical things. Or if you read scripture... Life begins in the mind and heart of God. Knit one, pearl two.
That is a true statement, Kev. Appreciate that. Thanks for the reminder. Absolutely. All right, let's go to my main man, Fred and Wing. Fred, thanks for the eggs, by the way. They were delish.
Hey, Fred.
Well, good. Good. Hey, how's everybody going? Everything going there today?
Good. What's up?
Just to reiterate what that man said, if you go to... the Bible, and you turn to the prophet Jeremiah, in his first chapter, he said, God told me that I was knit in my mother's womb to do what I have to do today, and he knew me before I was formed. That's what he said when he started being a prophet. So, yeah. And as far as Todd's question about what do you take with you, I got an idea about something that we should leave behind. Because when we're going to go to heaven, like if it's the rapture or we die, we're going to be coming back for 1,000 years. Just everybody's got to remember that. So if you can dig a hole out here, I got a hole dug out here, and I got buried in my hole. I got what I call a rapture capsule. And I put some pictures in there. Yeah, I got, I'll show it to you someday.
Love it.
I got pictures buried in there and some things. If someone would want to dig it up after we're raptured out, they didn't want to go, so they decided to stay here. You know, it shows some stuff that I might want when Christ comes back and then we're here for the millennium.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, just
good to have a plan.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay, guys.
See you later. Right, let's go to Roscoe. It's on the Minnesota side of the red. Roscoe, what's on your mind?
I've been doing a little personal analysis here with the Ukrainian thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of confusing to know which side to be on here, what's actually going on. But when you got Nancy Pelosi and Pencil Neck Adam Schiff and Dr. Jill Biden over there parading around, just the people mm-hmm. that are involved, I kind of think that we should just cut off all funding to Ukraine as far, you know, what are these people doing?
Well, and that would require like a, you know, an audit and an accountability, and where's this money going and where's it being spent and who's spending it and who's getting it and how are they spending it? But there isn't any of that. I mean, ask, unless you're Hunter and you're running through everything through the laptop and the big guy. Which brings us to Ed in Minot. Wanted to talk about Hunter Biden. Ed, what's on your mind? Wrap it up quick. We got a minute here.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
I want to know why they haven't prosecuted Hunter Biden yet.
Because he's Hunter Biden. I mean, I think that's just it. I don't think there's anything else other than he's the president's son. He's insulated like crazy. You know, I don't. How is Hillary Clinton still walking around? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question there.
I don't know.
That's a good question there.
I wish I could help you. I got nothing.
Still walking around, she might run for president again.
I mean,
here's the other thing: if they do start to prosecute Hunter Biden, do you think the president is going to pardon him or something?
Oh, they'll find out something. He'll go to some cushy. He would never do jail. He'll never do time on this. But I mean, if he did,
good point.
Can
you pardon immediate family members?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. He probably could. He probably would too.
Good hypothetical there. Yeah.
All right, Ed. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
You bet. There you go. All right, we got to get into our Energy Matters conversation. It's that time. Scotty sat down with Randy Chrisman, the Public Service Commissioner, just about the things going on in North Dakota.
Energy Matters segment of What's on Your Mind, brought to you by the Lignite Energy Council. And today, Randy Chrisman, Public Service Commission member, joins us. Randy, thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, good to be with you, Scott.
Are you still floating along with a lot of folks in coal country to have that victorious, such a battle, and it ended in victory to have the Coal Creek Station remain open and now be part of Rainbow Properties? Are people happy these days?
They are, and it was an exciting time, and I appreciate a lot of people who went to a lot of effort to make that all come together. The power plant is an important part of our energy system, in addition to, you know, the jobs and the economic activity that is a part of Western North Dakota. But, I mean, this is an important thing for the whole Midwest to keep that thing running.
We're going to talk a little bit about some work of the PSC recently in approving the successful bond release of more than 800 acres of land owned by the Coteau Properties at the Freedom Mine north of Beulah. I want to just kind of get to the basics of this on bonding, because sometimes there's some confusion out there. Why is bonding required?
Well, it's really important because, you know, around the nation, there's been more than one time where, you know, a power plant goes under or something. That means that the mine has no more customers. And no one does the reclamation. And if you drive out west in coal country around Beulah over by Garrison, you see good examples of old days gone by from before the 60s when we just left spoil piles. Well, now our mines are a lot bigger. We have way over 100,000 acres in mine permits. We need something to assure that if for some reason they're unable to do the reclamation that's required, That would allow the PSC to then bring contractors in and make sure that work gets done. So that's why we have the bonding or financial assurances.
And walk us through the process. How do you say, okay, we can release this bond? What happens there?
It's a long one. People get frustrated waiting. Think it should go overnight. So this example that we had with Coteau is a great one because it really shows a lot of the aspects of the bonding program. That territory was just over 800 acres for people who aren't in agriculture or don't understand that. This isn't a perfect rectangle, but it would be comparable to an area of land 1 mile wide and a little over a mile and a quarter long. So there's your perspective. This land was mined back in the 90s. And they did a lot of the backfilling and soil respreading throughout the 90s and shortly into the 2000s. And so, you know, you think, well, it should be done then, right? But that's not the case. So they seeded a lot of it. However, they had some roads that went through there. There were some topsoil piles for the next areas that were being mined, that were being stored here. Also some sediment ponds that we require of them, so it couldn't be released even though much of it had been reseeded. Then, once it gets close to time, we do productivity tests on what they want to release before we will release their bonds. And so they can't just start some grass and say, yep, it's coming and we approve it. It has to sit for 6 years, and then after the sixth year, we check their productivity. And by the way, this area is not cropland. This is all pasture, and that is the really hard thing in mine reclamation is to get native species of grasses coming back. We require them to have at least 5 different native grass species, and there's got to be a mixture of warm species grass and cool season grasses, and there must be some forbs in there. Anyway, they seeded actually more than enough and got those done. And now in the last few years, they were able to take the road out and the unnecessary sediment ponds and get this ready. We did the productivity tests I told you about. And now it's been released. And I'll see if you have any questions, but then I'll give you a few more details of it, too.
Yeah, so you mentioned it takes a long, long time. What is the average?
This probably is pretty close to it from when they first start mining until it's actually everything is all done, the roads are out and everything. It is very often 20, 30 years like this.
Interesting. Very interesting. And obviously integral process to the whole, you know, to the industry really and to North Dakota. I mean, that's it's vital. You get the resources out and you get it back, you know, and you get it back and condition allows you to go back to doing what you were doing, right?
Yeah, and well, that is the key to getting it back to what was being done before. So this is going to be back in land that can be grazed again. You know, keep in mind there's section lines, there's roads out there. So part of this, there's two pieces. They're cut by a section line that's just kind of a trail, but on the south side is a county road. So before we released it, we had the county road superintendent come out and give his approval. Because this is going to be grazing land, they actually have 4 stock ponds out there. In addition to those, there's also kind of a seasonal pond that is good for wildlife. But in addition to the 4 stock ponds for grazing, there's also 4 water taps from Southwest Water Authority for drought years like we had last year, so that whoever's grazing that can run a tank, and there's a cost to the water then, but at least you have water. Before we actually release something, we put a notice of it in the county papers and do a final mine inspection, and at those, usually like county commissioners, road superintendents,
all right, we got to take a quick break, but talking with Randy Chrisman and our Energy Matters segment on What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it, here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. 104 vehicles waiting for you to just shop, click, drive, whether it's a brand new GMC or Buick. And of course, those are arriving daily or among the 75 plus pre-owned vehicles, many of which come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. In fact, you can filter and buy that so you know which ones. Shop, click, drive right now at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Thanks, Todd. Back on What's On Your Mind with Randy Christman, Public Service Commission member. Randy, one other question I want to ask you about. You know, there is a unique opportunity, it seems, that North Dakota has right now with the ability to store CO2, to utilize CO2. I mean, the best way to do it is to utilize it, but obviously to have the geological jackpot we have and the ability to store it makes a lot of sense as well. Some people say, you know what, that's unknown and I don't like it. I don't want to send CO2 here from some other state and store it. You know, I don't want to. I don't want to have sequestration. Facilities going on and into and storing this into the ground because I just don't know and I don't like it. And plus, it's dumb. You know, it's dumb because this idea that we're playing the game of capturing CO2 puts us in this woke climate action arena. And to people like that, I say, okay, that's one approach, no doubt about it, but it will mean an approach with a lot less in the way of energy production in North Dakota, including our beloved coal industry. We have to find a solution here for this man-made CO2, a portion of it at least, continue to have that go down each and every year so we can say, see what we were able to do, produce oil and gas, produce coal, and our emissions go down because of the unique ability we have to put it in the ground. But if we don't do that, am I wrong? I mean, this is an industry that will go away eventually, won't it?
It will, unless hearts change in America. But right now, the utility companies are under intense pressure from the people that they need to borrow money from in order to keep providing reliable service, that they have to continue to keep reducing their carbon footprint. And so as dumb as some of these things are, it's the world we live in. And until hearts change, we're going to be living in this world. And if we're going to continue to have reliable power, we need generation sources like coal and nuclear. Nuclear, of course, is carbon-free, but they have their own issues with waste. But the coal side of it, the pressures that our utilities are under, unless they're able to capture and do something with this CO2, we're probably going to lose all these coal plants. Yes. And that would be a shame. It's going to devastate individuals. But even more than that, Scott, it is going to devastate this country when we no longer have a good supply chain for food and a good, reliable supply chain for energy. We become kind of a third world country. Let that happen.
No, I'm completely with you. I really am. And, you know, trading carbon credits seems like a pig in a poke, something terrible, and a Ponzi scheme of all sorts. And it looks to me like they're starting to figure that out because now they're auditing some of these things, you know, to say, oh, you export your climate guilt and you build, trees in the rainforest of, wherever. And meanwhile, now we can fly planes and burp as much as we want into the air. What? And thankfully, they're trying to evidently put a clamp down on that and investigate some of that. But there's another opportunity for us to do it the right way. Right, Randy?
Well, yeah. There's in any of these large programs that people start doing things to take advantage of it. That's always a shame. Things need to be audited. They need to. The other thing I will say, I'm sure no geologist, but when you look up in the Bakken, and you look at organizations like EERC over in Grand Forks and just the scientific communities behind a lot of these companies, we've done fracking in the area of the Earth's core in North Dakota where it is not causing problems. And the same people are telling us that we have storage capabilities where it is not going to leak and not going to cause problems. And I think, these things are worth trying. You can't run frightened your whole life either. And with the pressures that we're under, I think that carbon sequestration is something that needs to be tried here.
Yeah, great points. All right, I appreciate your perspective on that a bunch.
By the way, I will say we've been utilizing it by sending some of our CO2 from the gasification plant by Beulah up to Canada for years,
and
there haven't been leaks there either in the pipeline or from their oil fields, and we're now doing it down by Bowman from gas that's actually produced in Wyoming, but it was a better pipeline route to get it over, and Denbury Company is doing it there. So I think this is something that can be done. It needs to become affordable, and you need to start at some point. Let's do one and see how it works.
Yeah, great point. Energy Environmental Research Center has impeccable credentials on all of this as well. They live here, too. So, Randy, thanks for the time. Randy Christman on Energy Matters Today, brought to you by the Lignite Energy Council Public Service Commission member. Thanks, Randy.
You bet. Good talking to you.
There you go.
That wraps up our Energy Matters segment for this this week. And we're ready to get up and get on out of here. Scotty had to go to the funeral of Father Sherman today. So it's been a pleasure. I got a little bit of some calls in. Always want to know where you land on the news of the day. Keep an eye. You know, I mean, they're gonna be nothing focused on nothing but this Roe v. Wade thing. Keep an eye on what's going on at the southern border. Keep an eye on what's going on with election fraud. Because there's stuff, if you haven't seen 2,000 Mules yet, there's a process to see it for free. You have to go to 2000mules.com, sign up for Dinesh's community and whatnot, put your email and all that stuff, get the code, you put the code back in, and then you can watch it. I watched about the first 40 minutes yesterday. I'm going to finish it up tomorrow, and I'll have my review on it. But enjoy your day. We'll be back and do it again. God bless. Kevin Flynn for Don Scott.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.